Chapter 27. Serve Babylon or Perish. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, this message came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Thus said the Lord to me, make for yourself bands and yoke bars, and put them over your shoulders. Send to the kings of Edom, of Moab, of the Ammonites, of Tyre, and of Sidon, through the ambassadors who have come to Jerusalem to Zedekiah, king of Judah, and charge them thus. Tell your masters, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. It was I who made the earth, and man, and beast, on the face of the earth, by my great power, with my outstretched arm. And I can give them to whomever I think fit. Now I have given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, my servant. Even the beasts of the field I have given him for his use. All nations shall serve him and his son and his grandson, until the time of his land too shall come. Then it in turn shall serve great nations and mighty kings. Meanwhile, if any nation or kingdom will not serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, or will not bend its neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, I will punish that nation with sword, famine, and pestilence, says the Lord, until I give them into his hand. You, however, must not listen to your prophets, to your diviners and dreamers, to your soothsayers and sorcerers, who say to you, you need not serve the king of Babylon. For they prophesy lies to you in order to drive you far from your land, to make me banish you so that you will perish. The people that submits its neck to the yoke of the king of Babylon, to serve him, I will leave in peace on its own land, says the Lord, to till it and dwell in it. To Zedekiah, king of Judah, I spoke the same words. Submit your necks to the yoke of the king of Babylon, serve him and his people, so that you may live. Why should you and your people die by sword, famine, and pestilence, with which the Lord has threatened the nation that will not serve the king of Babylon? Do not listen to the words of those prophets who say, you need not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy lies to you. I did not send them, says the Lord, but they prophesy falsely in my name, with the result that I must banish you, and you will perish, you and the prophets who are prophesying to you. To the priests and to all the people I spoke as follows. Thus says the Lord, do not listen to the words of your prophets who prophesy to you. The vessels of the house of the Lord will be brought back from Babylon soon now, for they prophesy lies to you. Do not listen to them. Serve the king of Babylon, that you may live, else this city will become a heap of ruins. If they were prophets, if the word of the Lord were with them, they would intercede with the Lord of hosts, that the vessels which remain in the house of the Lord and in the palace of the king of Judah and in Jerusalem might not be taken to Babylon. For thus says the Lord of hosts concerning the pillars, the bronze sea, the stands, and the rest of the vessels that remain in this city, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, did not take when he exiled Jeconiah, son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, from Jerusalem to Babylon, along with all the nobles of Judah and Jerusalem. Yes, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, concerning the vessels that remain in the house of the Lord, in the palace of the king of Judah, and in Jerusalem. To Babylon they shall be brought, and there they shall remain until the day I look for them, says the Lord. Then I will bring them back and restore them to this place.